Okay, I want to start today by reviewing what I did yesterday, try to give a different perspective that might place things in a more understandable fashion. And that is, there's two, I'm talking now, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel. Rav Meir said that the Torah repeated itself, and the Torah repeated itself unnecessarily. At the end of the day, it's two extra words that are unnecessary, and therefore the Torah is teaching me that the halacha of Tanai needs Tanai Kafel. Chanina ben Gamliel did a 180-degree turn. At one point, he approached it one way, and then he turned it 180 degrees. And let me explain. There's two ways to look at something, at this story. Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven come to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they say, I wonder if I, did I start the conference recording? I think I did. Nope. Yeah, I know that. That they say to him, you want to stay here. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, if you go across, leading the army, by the way, not just going across, chalutzim ahead of the beginning of the army, front of the army, then you will get, if not, now, let's say he wouldn't have said the second part. So the beginning of Chanina ben Gamliel approaches it, that the knas, the immediate knas, the one that's more logical, is that they would lose Gilad. You want Gilad, you have to go across at the head of the army. You don't go at the head of the army, you lose Gilad. Now, you wouldn't automatically understand that you would lose Eretz Canaan, because they wanted Gilad, we're punishing you, that you're not going to get anything of Gilad. You won't even get a 12th of Gilad if you don't go across. But Eretz Canaan might not have been included. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to repeat himself and say, no, if you don't go across, you will get even Eretz Canaan. Let's start again. The beginning of Chanina ben Gamliel thought that they didn't want to go to Eretz Canaan. They didn't want to go to Eretz Canaan, right? So, right, again, let me try again. Right. So they didn't want to get Eretz Canaan. They wanted Gilad. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, if you go across at the beginning, at the head of the army, you will get Gilad. The inference would have been, if you don't go across, you get zero. You lose Gilad, and you lose Eretz Canaan also. You also lose Eretz Canaan because you didn't want Eretz Canaan anyway. So you would lose Eretz Canaan, you would lose Gilad, and also Eretz Canaan. That means that the Mishnah is saying, he would say, the Lashon is, Shafilu be'Eretz Canaan lo yinchalu. Not only would you lose Gilad, but you will also lose your share in Eretz Canaan. That would have been the inference. You lose everything. So he has to come and tell them, no, they won't lose anything. They will get a 12th of everything. Again, so in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel is saying, if you would have left it up to inference, the inference would have been, you go across at the head of the army, you get the whole of Gilad. You don't go across at the head of the army, you get zero of anything. You lose Gilad, because you didn't go fight for Eretz Canaan, and you also lose Eretz Canaan.
Where did they go?
I don't know. They wouldn't have their own Nachla. I don't know what they would do. So therefore, the pasuk has to come and tell me that they are entitled to a 12th of everything if they go across. That was Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel's thinking at the beginning, that they would lose, that the inference would have been they lose Gilad and Eretz Canaan, with Eretz Canaan being the and. Gilad makes more sense they should lose. That's what they want in entirety. They lose it completely. But they would even lose a share in Eretz Canaan. Rav Meir came
Please
back
mute
and said,
yourselves, everyone.
Okay. Thank you very much. Rav Meir came back and said, no, for that it could have said, that you get a share amongst everybody else. I don't need the words of Eretz Canaan. The words of Eretz Canaan are extra. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel comes back and says, no. Because now the Svara would have been the opposite. You go across at the head of the army. Please, everybody, mute themselves. You go across at the head of the army, you get the whole Gilad. You don't go across at the head of the army, you get part of Gilad. You don't get any of Eretz Canaan because you didn't want Eretz Canaan. Whereas in the original Svara, it made more sense to lose Gilad than to lose Eretz Canaan. And the Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, was saying that the inference would have been they get not only lose Gilad, but also lose Eretz Canaan. And the second Svara, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, was saying that the Torah gave them Gilad because that's what they wanted. They didn't go across or get a 12th of Gilad. But they still don't get Eretz Canaan because they gave that up. So the Torah has to write by Eretz Canaan that they even get Eretz Canaan. So Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel did a 180-degree turn. At the beginning, he thought that it makes more sense to lose Gilad than to lose Eretz Canaan. At the end, he's saying it makes more sense to lose Eretz Canaan than to lose their share in Gilad. He changes which one is the more logical one to lose. At the beginning, he said that they should lose Gilad makes a lot of sense. That's what they wanted. They didn't go across. They lose that. Even their 12th of that. Eretz Canaan, maybe not. Zokter B'chidin Gamliel, we would have thought they get zero. Even Eretz Canaan. The word even Eretz Canaan is saying it's less logical to lose that than to lose Gilad. Even Eretz Canaan they would lose. Comes along with Neir Zubesaychem. Once you have a Neir Zubesaychem, that says they're not losing everything. In fact, to a mayor, it's saying they're not losing anything. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says no. The Neir Zubesaychem might mean you keep your share in Gilad and not in Eretz Canaan. The opposite of what he thought at the beginning. That's the key change that's happening at the beginning of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel to the end of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Which is the one that needs more speaking out? That they'll even get Gilad or that they'll even get Eretz Canaan? In the Havamini, he said that Gilad is the one that makes sense they would lose. The Havamini would have been they even lose Eretz Canaan. Then Rameir came back with a pasuk that Eretz Canaan wasn't necessary. So Zokter B'chamin Gamliel, the Svara would have been the opposite way. That if they don't go across, they're entitled to a 12th of Gilad because they fought for it. But they wouldn't get anything in Eretz Canaan because they didn't fight for it and they didn't want it. So they put a pasuk against the same Eretz Canaan that they even get Eretz Canaan. So there was a change in approach from the beginning of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel to the end of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel.
I mean, is that important? It's a fact, but is that important? Did he have to change?
Yes.
He did?
Yes. Now he didn't have to change because of the Moshul. He had to change because of the words Eretz Canaan. It says, right? Why did the Torah have to write the two words, Eretz Canaan? So Rabbi Chanina Gamliel has to respond that Eretz Canaan is necessary. Because I would have thought you don't get Eretz Canaan even though you get Gilad.
How much of Gilad? A twelfth of Gilad.
So he had to change. At the beginning, he said, after Eretz Canaan. Meaning for sure you would have lost Gilad, you would even lose Eretz Canaan. But then Rameir came back with a pasuk that said, Eretz Canaan is extra. So Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel changes. He says, you're right. Now I'm telling you, would only give them a 12th of Gilad. It wouldn't give them any of Eretz Canaan because they're not fighting for it. If they had to write Eretz Canaan, then they would be entitled to a 12th anyway. So the words Eretz Canaan being extra forces Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel to change which is the one that's more logical they should lose.
From Eretz Israel to
either Gilad or Eretz Canaan. We thought it was more logical for them to lose Gilad at the beginning. Even Eretz Canaan they would lose. Now we're saying it's more logical for them to lose Eretz Canaan than to lose their part in Gilad.
The other thing was
funny, and therefore the muscle, let me just finish, is like the second shot. The third kid is being told, you pay $200, you'll even get a share. If you don't pay $200, you'll even get a share in the other two. that he'll get a share in the third one makes sense. He's no different than the other two. But that he even is going to get a share in the other two, that's the Eretz Canaan. So that's going like the end of Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, that the Chiddush is Eretz Canaan.
If he does or doesn't pay?
If he doesn't pay, he'll even be entitled to a third of all fields. Again, he told the son, Reuben gets one field, Shimon gets the second field, Levi be paid gets the third field. That's what he said. If he doesn't, logic would say he's entitled to a third of the third field. But that's it. The first two fields were given away already. So then the father has to speak out that if he doesn't pay, he will get a share of the first two fields also.
If he doesn't speak it out?
Then it wouldn't work. That's what Hashem might have to say, Eretz Canaan. What's
better, to get the third field off by himself?
That's what he would want. For that he has to pay.
Preferred.
Yes.
No. Rabbi said something. What is it? Chalutzim. Does that mean you should be? You have to go over to Eretz Yisrael. You have to be the one to the front.
Correct. The word chalutzim is followed by the word lufnei. I don't remember the exact pasuk. Tavru chalutzim in front of the army. They had to go in front.
Well, that's like. Is it because they were better?
It's because they promised to do that in order to actually get Gilad. That's why.
Really?
That's because my tribeto made that condition with them. Correct.
Oh, I just... This is news to me.
I'm glad that you learned something today. You know, the Zohar says, at least I heard this from Rav Shneur Cutler's point of Racha, I heard it on the Shabbos, that every night of Shabbos, the Neshama Yisera comes up, and upstairs they say, what did you learn this Shabbos? You have to have some chiddush you learned this Shabbos. I remember turning to the guy next to me and said, my Neshama Yisera will go up and say that I learned the chiddush that a Neshama Yisera has to learn something every Shabbos.
You
told you
what?
I told you that Shabbos.
Oh,
that Shabbos, I learned that. So, if the truth is, it could be that the Shabbos asks every day, what'd you learn today? What'd you do today? So now you have what to say, that you just learned something. Yes?
On a practical matter, as far as the Bnei Reuven Bnei God, isn't this where Rashi points out that practically God was a very strong warrior who would cut off the head and the shoulder?
Yeah, but that's not the reason. That's a nice addition.
And he brings it as a practical explanation.
He doesn't bring it there. He brings it by B'tayr Zayav Katkait. He brings it by the bracha of B'tayr Zayav Katkait. He doesn't bring it there. There, it's not because they're good warriors. And it doesn't say it about Reuben. It only says it about God. So it's not the reason. The reason is, you want Gilad, you're going to have to go in front of everybody. That's what the pasuk says. Now, the practical is great and wonderful, but that's not what it says there. The Torah of Zerayav Katkai, Rashi says that he was able to do that.
Axel translates zealously with like zeal.
I don't know. Can you read me the pasuk? I don't have a chumash. You have it on the side there. In Tavru Chalutzim, is there a pasuk there like that? I have to look it up. I thought it said it. What? No, it says Lufay Hashem. I think it's, again, I have to look at it. The pasuk seems to say that they have to be in the front of the army. I don't have a chumash. I can take a chumash down and look it up, but that's what I think it is. Regular chumash has a midbar also.
Spartan?
It's not true. It's used every Shabbos, so don't.
No, I'm.
Dr. Rashi, Barashi Gayasais. And here Rashi says, I apologize. that says it by saying, and it also says by Yerichai, v'cholutz oylich nusneim, said b'nei God, b'nei Reuven, shekayim utznoim. They promised to go first. Thank you. Rashi does say this right here. And Moshe in Dvarim, here it doesn't say it. In Dvarim he said, Chalutzim Tavru, Lifnei Achechem B'nei Yisrael Kol B'nei Chayil. So even though here it doesn't speak it out in this passage, they offered to go first. And Moshe Rabbeinu in Dvarim, when he repeats the story, said, I told them that they should go first. So it doesn't say it here, it says it in Dvarim. And Rashi points it out in the Fnei B'nei Yisrael.
This good zealot has nothing to do with it.
Again, he's teaching the word chalutzim. I'm not here. I'm reading. It says lefnei b'nei Yisrael.
Zealot just means you should.
What is chalutz?
Chalutz is an armed person that goes fights with a thing. But again, that's not the reason. The raya. The raya is not the word chalutzim. The raya is they said lefnei b'nei Yisrael, and in Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu said you will go. Tavru lifnei achreichem b'nei Yisrael, and in Yeshua it says they were going in the head, so they kept their condition. Yes.
Can I bring in a question about these pesukim, which is not related?
I'd rather not, because if not, we're going to have a chumash here. We have a lot of people here who love chumash here, but it's not for now.
Give me a break. I should remember the question after year.
I know, won't be able to stay around. This Rosh Chodesh, and they start. By the time I turn around here, they'll be saying brachas next door. By the way, Davin, so you will hold it to tomorrow. I'll give you a bracha to remember it to tomorrow.
If I hold it tomorrow, that'll be amazing.
Something tomorrow, right? I didn't finish all the Rashis, right? Okay. So, Rashi, where, you know which Rashi I was up to?
I'm not sure. Maybe
in the Chanina. We'll start again, okay? So the Gemara said, I'll show you in a second. I'm not, what's the name again? It's going back to the second line of the Gemara. Rav Chanina says, if it wouldn't say Eretz Canaan, I would think they get Gilad, not Eretz Canaan. Right? Zogt Rashi. Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina is the third narrow line in Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Amaloch. Lo'olam le'bo'al lichpo'il. It's not coming to because it's unnecessary repeating it to teach us Halach and Tanai. El lefarish. It was necessary to explain. Sha'afidu lo yavru, even if they don't go across, they will not lose their nachla mikol Eretz Yisrael. V'mkasa v'nechzu b'saychachem v'suloi. If it would say v'nechzu b'saychachem and not anymore. Havamina v'm layavru yifl kifiyah magiyim b'eretz ha-gilad. I would say v'nechzu b'saychachem means they will get their share kifiyah magiyim, their 12th in Eretz Gilad, sh'nechasta v'kvar, which you already inherited, already in inhabited, and you helped conquer it. Avo Beretz Canaan, they shouldn't take anything at all. Loi b'toicha yitlu, they wouldn't get a share in Eretz Canaan. But loi b'Eretz Gilad Kenegda, and they wouldn't get anything in Eretz Gilad to compensate them for giving up Eretz Canaan. Right? Where is it? Right. So how he cost of Eretz Canaan? Av Beretz Canaan yitlu. They'll even get Eretz Canaan. Ava Bishloi Sayer L'Chavsha. Even though they didn't Chavsha. Even though they didn't help. If they don't go across, they wouldn't help to conquer it. Ava L'Muter Shlo Yitlu Eretz Gilad Kenegda. But to say that they would lose Eretz Gilad, that would not have been a Havamina Lo Yitzrich. The Mechlau Hain Havashamashina Lov. That we would figure out from the fact that the Torah said, if you go across, you'll get Eretz Gilad. Obviously, if you don't go across, you will not get Eretz Gilad. But you wouldn't. We would think that they still wouldn't get Eretz Canaan. So we have to speak out that you will get Eretz Canaan. Kalhecha de Islechu Mashma.
What I'm trying to say is that originally, before any of this conditions, would Klal Yisrael have gotten part of Gilad also?
Yes. I said yes and I don't know. It might have been a national park, I said yesterday. We don't know what would have happened to Gilad.
It appears that they would all
have
been shared. From this,
what we're talking about. Mashmah, they would have shared it. That's true.
They all had a chelik in Israel and.
Correct. Correct.
So we're worrying bad behavior.
Well, bad behavior. If they. What? I mean, why are they getting Eretz Canaan, you want to know? Lemaisa, why is he telling them to get Eretz Canaan? If they're not going across, why are they getting Eretz Canaan? I don't know. I can say Drush now, but that's not to get us now. Dr. Ashi Vaita Kalecha the Ismuchu Mashma. Rameir says, Besaychecha means everywhere. Ba'korchech le'kosev Eretz Canaan, elo lemute Eretz Yilut Yit Lekulu. So the words Eretz Canaan are extra. And they're only there to tell me that without the repetition, you would think they'd get the whole Gilad. The Torah had to say, Eretz Canaan, to tell me, don't get the whole Gilad. You won't get the whole Gilad. Why does the Torah have to repeat it? Because you need Tanai Kavul. Lamdeno, the Mechal Hain, Lai Shemin Alav. Rameir is saying, if you make a condition, you don't repeat it, the condition is a non-condition. And they get Gilad anyway. That's why the Torah had to say, repeat it, to tell me that, to make it a condition. Marshal the Maisha the Maldavid Daimer, Kach Shara Swatim Yitlu Eretz Canaan, Ushne Swatim Elu Yavrus Ayad and Lamachama, the Haino Dumya the Yitlu Hamasayim Zuz, by going across the fight is analogous to the giving $200 for the third field, the Yitlu Eretz Gilad. Lumlo Yavru, Vayavsidu Chaukam Eretz Canaan, the father had to say, they don't pay, they get a third of everything, just like Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben will get a twelfth of everything. Dainu Shair Nechasim. Mi garam litloish imecha b'shair nechasim, kvela garam aloi. What causes that they have a right to ask for a third of the second other fields if they don't pay, if the third brother doesn't pay? Because the father said, if you don't pay, you will get a third of every field. If not, we wouldn't have given it to him. Im loy kavul yisu shemeya, and the third field will get by his share of third. But the two that were already designated for the brothers, the coach case, and for sure doesn't get the whole third field if he doesn't pay. It's the repetition that adds the Eretz Canaan that we wouldn't have done by inference. I would have said they get their share in Eretz Gilad, but they don't get Eretz Canaan. They didn't fight for it.
So the default, had he not been crippled in the mashal, he would have divided the third field.
Correct.
And nothing from.
Correct. I just want to finish Rashi. Hasam Masnisen Ktani Shimloy. Now, okay, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Yes, doctor.
Sorry for back and trying to think about what I'm going to say before I say it. But in reference to Dr. Harris's question, isn't that answered by the first Rashi and Funish?
Well, what's the question before that?
It's his land. He'll divide it.
Yeah, I didn't want to get involved.
Rashi
I,
there alludes to it. Because the father had said this is how the land.
Again, doctor, you're 100% right. I didn't want to get involved in the right to Klai Strong now. I didn't want to get involved in that. I said it's not for now. I said it then and it's still not for now. I understand what you're saying. I can sit here and argue about it, not argue about it. I don't want to get off the tongue. I really want to stick to Tani Kavul, not to get involved in Eretz Gilad. Hasa Masnisin Tani. Okay, so now the Gemara is bothered that the Mashal doesn't fit the Mishnah, because the Mashal makes it sound that Eretz Gilad is more simple for them to get. And Eretz Canaan is the Chiddush. The Mishnah made it sound that Eretz Gilad is simple for them to lose, and Eretz Canaan is the Chiddush to lose. That was what I pointed out at the beginning. So Rashi now speaks to that. Hasan Maktin at Masnisin Tani, Shem Leikavala Hinoitlim Klum, Loikan Veloikan, the Kamash Ab Eretz Canaan, Sheinachav even Lem, that they don't like, Leitlu. Medikani Sha'af, Masma the coach gave Eretz Gilad Shinivruba, meaning the Havamina would have been they lose even Eretz Canaan, but for sure Eretz Gilad. And then in the story, in the mashal, he wouldn't have lost the third one. He would have only lost a share in the other two, which is analogous to Eretz Canaan. I need the repetition for Eretz Gilad. The Hachikani Miyagarim by Alma Lehani Ale Eretz Canaan. The Belav Kvela Nami Have a Shakti Mashemagi and Eretz Gilad. They would have gotten that. It's the third field. That's before Rameir responded with Benaychzu B'Seichem. Imke Nichzu B'Naychzu. By the summer of Chanina, the Kula Milsa Darash Rameir Litnai Kavu. Chanina thought Remeir is dashing the whole pasuk for Tanai Kavul. Hilkamerlei shulamalei kein shekavul dvarav. Had he not repeated anything, yes, mashmash abayet kanan lo yitlu. They wouldn't get anything. The kolchkin b'makam achaviv lehem. And for sure, the place they wanted, the meklal hein hayinu shemein elav. We would have said, if you do it, you get it. If you don't do it, you get zero. They didn't go conquer it. That which the Brisa says, that the repetition was only necessary for to add the Eretz Canaan, that's Amar Reb Chanina, Basad Amar Le Remeir Nichtav Krav V'Neichzu, Lama Li Be'Eretz Canaan. That was after Remeir came back and said the words Eretz Canaan are extra. Amar Le Reb Chanina, Little Chelik Be'Eretz Canaan Ahani, Le Kasav Vina V'Neichzim Sechim Be'Eretz Canaan. So Reb Chanina changed his approach. At the beginning, he thought they would lose everything, even Eretz Canaan. For sure, Gilad. At the end, he says, maybe Gilad they would get, and Eretz Canaan they wouldn't get. Now, Rashi throws two svaris in here. I just want to mention it. Number one, they would lose Eretz Canaan because they didn't fight for it. That was right. And number two, they would lose Eretz Canaan because it wasn't Chaviv Elohim. No, one is they didn't care for it.
Therefore,
they didn't fight
for it.
Okay, one is a result of the other. It's not the same exact. Okay.
The animals,
I'm not here again. We're not.
Gilad was preferred to them. I wouldn't say they was.
Al tabireinu sayarden. Those are the words they used. Al tabireinu sayarden. Don't take us across the Arden. Okay. Now we're gonna leave Gilad alone for now. We're finished with Gilad. Anybody? You have a question? Okay. We're leaving Gilad alone for now. And we're going now to ask questions to show in the Torah that there's not always, there is Tanai Kavul, but it's not necessary. We'll see. Zok de Gemara. Bishleima. I don't know how to identify where Bishleima is located. It's like smack in the middle of the page. With no Tysus in around that I can say. I good. It's not. The first word in the page is V'Nechazu. If you go from cross to Tysus Mishleim, I go up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines up. Mishleim Erler Emeir, Hainu Dechsev Im Tetiv Se'es, Vim Loi Se'esev L'Pesach Atis Reifetz. Hashem told Kayan, if you do good, you will get reward. Se'es, you will carry reward. And if you don't go good, L'Pesach, to the door of punishments, Chatas Reifetz, you will sit by the door of punishments. Hashem had to speak out both ends. Why couldn't he just say, if you do good, you get reward? I'll figure out. If you don't go good, you'll get punishment. There's a right to a mayor that whenever there's a condition, you repeat it. If you do good, you'll get reward. We could infer that if you don't go good, you won't get reward. You will get nothing. You get punishment. So obviously, why did the Torah have to say it? Because without that, conditions don't work, and he would get the good anyway. That's what I would say. But according to Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, why did the Torah have to repeat it? Elu Reb Chanina lomeli. Why repeat if you're not good, you'll get punished? Obviously, if you're good, you get rewarded. If you're not good, you'll get punished. Zok Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, no. Tzalkadai t'chamina im teitev agra im loy seitev loy agra v'loy dina. Could make an argument. If you do good, you get rewarded. If you don't go good, you don't get rewarded. But not necessarily you get punished. Maybe you don't get rewarded, but you tell your kid, if you go get 100 on the test, I'll give you a dollar. That doesn't mean if he doesn't get 100 on the test, he's going to get punished. It means you won't get the dollar. Maybe Hashem was telling Kayan, if you get 100 on your test, you'll get a dollar. And if you don't do 100 on the test, maybe you don't get punished. It's not inferred automatically. The inference wouldn't be true. So the Torah had to say, listen, there's no opposite, there's no middle here. Reward or punishment? There is no neutral.
I thought the Pesach Roveth is referring to the
Yetzer Hara. Okay, so let's do Rashi. Zot Rashi says, Masaschar, getting reward. Mloy Seitev, the Pesach Puranios Muchenes Lavoi. You'll be at the door of punishments that are prepared to come.
Is Rashi the Chumash learning that?
Maybe not. But this is what Rashi says here. See, I don't have a Tara see me here. But I also don't remember that he does, but I'm learning the Gemara here with Rashi here, so it would not be right for me to say I'm shocked from Chumash when Rashi's here says something different. Right? Rashi and Chumash says the Pesach at this Rav, it's the Yetzirah will sit by your door, yes, if I remember correctly. But here Rashi says the Pesach at this Rav, at your door will be the Piranias waiting to come. So Rashi says, I was reading Rashi. So therefore, Al Mekrela Binan, in Leikovsloy, become Armitative says, why couldn't I have the inference? Hashem said, if you're good, you'll get rewarded. The answer is, that Philim Loites of Nami says, Rameir is saying, must be, without doubling it, the condition doesn't count, and you get rewarded anyway. See, this is the big chiddush in Rameir that's hard to digest. You say, if you do good, you'll get rewarded. If you don't repeat it, you get rewarded even if you don't do good. Because the condition doesn't count. The do good is a promise. It's conditional. But it's only conditional if you follow the rules of condition. If you don't follow the rules of condition, the promise works. Hashem promised them good if he behaves. But if he doesn't repeat it, Dr. Mayer, he promised them good. And I ignore the condition. That's what's needing. That's because her mayor holds.
No, this is pretty nice, but the bottom line is, if you don't do mitzvos or tshuva, whatever, what's the purpose of our living then?
Again, it would be a great kasha.
That's what bothering Rabbi now.
No, it's not bothering me. I was trying to figure, just point out what Rameyer is saying. Rameyer is saying, what? I said, this is the difficult part of Rameyer, that you have to live with the fact that if the condition doesn't meet the rules of condition, it's as if the thing happens unconditionally.
Over here, it means really ridiculous.
Again, I'll repeat one more time. Rameyer holds that whenever a thing is said and you make a condition that doesn't meet the rules of condition, ignore the condition. And therefore, the words remain without condition. That's Rameyer's halacha. Now, why he holds that way? Because the Torah does that. Now, why the Torah does that? Why isn't the Torah relying on inference? I don't know. But Rameyer is saying, we don't rely on inference, and therefore, if you don't follow the rules of the Torah, scratch the condition. I'm just telling you what Rameyer said.
Maybe you don't see that by Hashem.
But the Gemara says it by Hashem.
No, I'm saying,
the Gemara is proving Rameyer right from Hashem. That Hashem repeated it also. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. You see, Rameyer is right. Hashem tells Kayin, if you do good, you'll get reward. He could have stopped right there. Why did he say, if you don't good, you'll get punishment? Isn't that automatically understood? Teretz, I'm just telling you what Rameyer's Gemara is saying. Teretz is, the Pasuk is saying, that without repeating it, it would have been a promise to do good regardless. Even though Hashem said it's only if you do good. Because they didn't meet the laws of condition. And for the Gemara, there's a neutral. Rechina Megamlio answers you, there's a neutral. The inference would have been no reward, but it wouldn't have been punishment. Therefore, it was necessary to repeat it because the inference would have not done the job. The Gemara, in understanding what Meir understood, that the inference would have been punishment. Good reward, no good punishment. Automatic. And the fact that the Torah had to repeat it is to tell me rules of condition. Not because and Rabbi Chaim Gamliel says there's three options here. Reward, punishment, neutral. And the inference would have been neutral, not punishment. Yes? I'm a very simple yid. I don't understand Rabbanim. I understand the Gemara. The Gemara is approaching the writing of Hashem's words as if a human being were saying it. Because the Gemara is using it for Hilchos Tanai. The Gemara did not answer Hashem is different. But the Gemara didn't answer it. That means the Gemara is approaching it. Now we're going to learn that Hashem's words in the Torah are to teach us how to do things. The Rebbe Hashem doesn't need to make a condition with Kain either. He can tell Kain get lost. You know what I mean? He just murdered somebody. You know what I mean? I'm not yet. The Torah is writing it to us. The Rabbi Nishlam put it in the Torah for us to be able to learn Hilchas Tanai. That's what the Gemara is saying. And if that's true, then we see Remeir's opinion being spoken out. And the Gemara's answer is, no, Remeir's opinion is not being spoken out, because there are three options, not two. That's all. Now, the Rabbi Nishlam is different. What the Gemara could have said all that it didn't. So I'm not here to teach the Gemara what to say. The Gemara is saying that it's in the Torah to teach us, not to tell us about the Rabbi Nishlam.
One small correction.
What?
He didn't kill anybody yet, but the Ronishim...
Right, it was before he killed the guy. I'm sorry, I apologize. It was before he killed Hevel, but it was after he got angry that Hashem didn't accept his carbon, right? I'm sorry.
Before
he killed Hevel, right? It was after Vayichar Lekayin that Hashem, right. My mistake. Thank you,
Madrid. No, what did he do?
No, he didn't ask a question. Feitel said a statement, and he corrected me, and thank you very much.
I just said that you're probably right, the Rebbe was right about the Bunishim, because he knows what's coming
out. No, but that's not what happened either. And again, the Torah is writing it for us to learn.
Also, the Yitzharu is going on a Lefet Shukasa, not on the...
Thank you. Lama Liim Seitev says, Lama Liim Loi Seitev, Nishma Miklala, why don't we learn it out from the inference? Zakta Gemarashi, Salkadaitach, Kloimer. McClellanly have a nafkalan, el a bitul matana. All you would have learned is Hashem won't give him good. Maybe there's no punishment, just no reward. Tell him there's punishment. Listen, schar v'einish is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Kayan. Till then, there was no schar v'einish that we were aware of.
Which word means punishment?
Pesach Chatas Reivitz. Rashi says, Peronias Mukhanois Lavoi. Punishments are prepared to come. I'm reading Rashi.
Okay,
we said that 10 times.
Yeah. Steward Rashi,
what
you're saying.
Yeah, right?
No.
You read what he said.
What does Rashi say on Pesach Chatas Reivitz?
On your grave, it's waiting for you.
So Rashi is translating that at the door of your grave, your sin will be waiting for you.
That's
on Alecha Chukasai. That's on the next word. That's what Baruch Meitz is pointing out. That's not on the Pesach Chatas Reivitz. Alecha Chukasai means the Yitzhara will be on you.
The Targum says it clearly also.
I told you people love Chamashir.
It is a source text.
No, what was Rashi saying?
He does. No,
he does.
You're mixing up the next Rashi of Elecha Chukasai.
The Veer was that he did not bring the best, right? The Veer was he did not bring the best.
It doesn't even say he did an Avera. All it said was, he got upset that Hashem didn't accept his carbon.
That's an
Avera. It doesn't say you can now see. You know, the Milo Chumashir, people can say everything they want. It doesn't say. I'm reading the Pasuk. Obviously, Hashem is telling him, if you want me to accept your carbon, you got to behave. Now, he didn't say you did an Avera. Hashem didn't accept his carbon. If you don't do good, if you do Averis in life, Hashem will punish you. That's what Hashem told him.
So something might happen in the future.
Doesn't say. See, it's all, now you, I don't know. You have to see how to recite and learn it over there. I don't know.